Vinnie. Andrew Noblett's only got the one runner today, but it's a pretty good runner to have. Vying for favouritism is Can't Forget You in the third. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Dan. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, mate. You'd be happy that it's Moonee Valley today, at least for Can't Forget You, because she's been racing well there.
Yeah, she has, and that's probably sort of one of the reasons we pulled her out last week from Ballarat and save her for this week back at the Valley where she goes well at.
Now, this is a bit of a step up. They're a better class of mare, but she's progressive, only had the six starts, never out of a place. She wouldn't have reached her mark yet.
No, I don't think so. And like today would be a good test for her. It's a pretty decent race, although it's a small field. There's some nice horses there, so it'd be a good sort of guide for us after today's race.
You are relocating to Ballarat, I think, in a few months' time. So you're starting to pack up from the stables at Caulfield at the moment before you settle in or relocate to Ballarat. The stables are being built, though. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, they'll be probably done sort of towards the end of January. We move in end of February. So haven't even contemplated the packing up stage yet. We'll get through Christmas and then start the process.
How many horses would you be taking to Ballarat? What size stable?
About the same as I've got here. So I've got 30 odd boxes here. It'll be the same sort of bill there, day yard, and same sort of numbers.
Mate, good luck with Can't Forget You. She seems a pretty progressive type there and looks a pretty good chance to register another win.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think she's a good chance in a race where there's where it looks like it's going to pan out well for her. So let's hope we can get a bit of luck.